Welcome, welcome to the Self Love for Everyday Superheroes talk show. I am your host, Extravaganza Sacred Walker. So glad to be with you today. And in true Self Love for Everyday Superheroes fashion, I want you to land on in, inhale the love, and let go of what no longer serves you, because we are about to get some self love, self-care, and success strategy on for visionary leaders today. Remember, everything in our show is for educational purposes only. So if you want more insights about ways that you can dive deeper, feel free to hop on over to selfloveforsuperheroes.com. But without further ado, I want to present to you someone amazing who's going to be talking to you today about her founder story. We're so glad to have with us Jessica Vidikin-Nusis. And please correct me if I misspell that, but I want to just welcome you to our show today. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. So glad to have you here with us. So tell me, you know, a lot of what we talk about is how do we as visionary leaders shine amidst all the changes that are happening in the world? How are we taking care of our self-love and our self-care and putting our mental health front and center while we are leveling up, right? So we are making sure that we're loving on us while we're leveling up our lifestyle. And all of us oftentimes come to this work with a overcome story. And in the true nature of someone who is a true art lover and a creative, I would love to hear from you, Jessica, before we deep dive into what your amazing brand is and what you know, the impact that you've made in the world. Can you tell us a song or an experience that would capture what your overcome story? What is your overcome story?
Well, I would have to say that that moment that stands out for me was when I was new at university in California, in Santa Cruz, and I was walking through the rainforest in between classes, listening to the Tokyo Twins on my Walkman back in the day, because this was, you know, middle of the 80s. And I just had this like this overflowing feeling that I had finally landed on my feet in the place I needed to be, and that the world ahead of me was open at last. Because up to then, I had faced a lot of challenges, and it was that feeling of freedom that I could create my own reality, I could create my own path. That really just felt so liberating and invigorating to me.
Beautiful, beautiful. So, you know, calling in that story that you shared, is there a song that would capture that invigorating feeling?
Yeah, the Pink Opaque by the Cocteau Twins.
Ooh, okay. So for those who are tuning in, please comment below if you know this specific song and how it resonates for you. And remember to like and subscribe and be interactive, because we are here for you. So Tommy, tell us a little bit about this song and what makes it resonate. Why is it connected to your standout story?
Well, the lyrics themselves are not understandable. So you can put your own spin on whatever you want to be hearing in those lyrics. And the music itself is very very melodic, very dreamy, and it's almost ethereal. It's almost like the, I don't know, what I would think the sounds of angels would sound like, or like your guardian angels whispering in your ears, where you can't quite make out the words, but you can get the feeling entirely.
So tell me, you know, in the spirit of that, you know, let me take a step back and just acknowledge, like, I definitely have, I would say, if I were to say a song that resonates with that, like, ethereal experience, is I recently discovered this, like, conscious spiritual channel that It starts with, have you ever heard of NDRE? Do you know who she is?
No.
Yeah, so NDRE is this amazing R&B singer, and she has this song called I Am Light. And it's all about, you know, I am not who you said I was. I am light. And it's so, so beautiful and so sweet. And in days where I am kind of like waking up to myself, right? You know, when I first said yes to this calling of and this mission of impacting visionary leaders, something shifted in me, right? And something can happen when you realize, oh my gosh, this is a part of my calling. So tell me, you know, on the other side of this ethereal experience captured by this music, you know, what was birth? Tell us a little bit about, you know, your product and how it came to be.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I would say that, you know, that music, those melodies have always kind of been like in my ear and in the background, and they've always like created this feeling of movement and expression. And one of the things I really wanted to achieve with my product was creating something energizing that wasn't necessarily coffee, because we all have so much coffee, and I'm a tea lover. And so my brand was all about tea that makes you want to move, that makes you want to dance, that fuels your dreams, and that, you know, is that, you know, how we all sit down with that cup of tea or that cup of coffee at our desk when we're sitting down and get some real work done, or when we're out, you know, building things with our hands. We have, you know, have our insulated mug next to us with something in it to keep us going. And so part of, you know, my overarching goal for the brand was to be that substance in that cup, to be that warming deliciousness that we all have by us when we're doing our important work, whether it's with our hands or with our mind or with our body, whatever we're doing, we always have something like that. I don't know about you, but you know, I go through 3, 4, 5 cups of tea a day. So, you know, being able to be with people by their side and to power them as they, you know, fulfill their life's dreams and pursue their life's work has always been very meaningful to me.
Beautiful. So that so speaks to this energy, right? Of being this accompaniment, this cup of tea that's the accompaniment on the journey. And it's interesting. I met you and I remember telling you how much I love chai. And the fact that you were creating this, I thought was so beautiful. I was like, oh my gosh, that is love medicine. That is so in alignment with what it is that we do here and what it means. And so you've kind of captured it into this cup. So, you know, can you tell us about, you know, maybe a misconception about either chai or about being a woman business owner? What is something that, you know, if you could have told your younger self years ago this thing, you wish you could have known this sooner? Any tidbits or lessons for our listeners?
Yeah, certainly. I know a lot of people think chai needs to be very, very sweet. And I never felt that that was necessary. I'm not a big fan of heavily sugared beverages to begin with. A little bit of sugar, a little bit of sweet is great. I like honey, for example. But I think that's a common misconception that chai needs to be super sweet. And so when I created my brand, a lot of people were like, oh, you're going to have to make it really sweet for the American palate. And to that, I said, no, I don't need to make it extra sweet for the American palate. If they want it sweeter, they can add a little more. But if they don't want it sweeter, they can't take it out and still get the flavor. It's not going to taste right. So I went boldly ahead, and this is 1995. I went boldly ahead with a less sweet version of the chai, which, you know, people were like, oh, it's got to be so sweet. I was like, no. So our brand is like maybe a third as sweet as most of the other chai brands on the market. And so it really sets us apart. And so that was a preconception that I dashed on day one. And then the other preconceptions around being a woman in business, I didn't really realize at the time, again, this is the mid-90s when I started the company, I didn't realize the barriers in my way at that point. I didn't know how recently the barriers had just been starting to fall. As a matter of fact, when I was about 12, this was like 1982, I was always telling my grandpa, oh, I want to be an international business person. And, you know, I want to go to Cornell University and do all this stuff. And he was like, oh, aren't you cute? You know, kind of pat you on the head. You're 12, you know. I didn't realize at that point in American history, a woman could not get a business loan or any type of credit in her own name without a male cosigner, even if that male cosigner was her child. And that didn't change until 1988. There were 17 states at the time where a woman could not get credit in her own name. And I didn't realize those barriers existed. So I just plowed on ahead and was always kind of like, huh, why do things seem kind of difficult sometimes? And now that I'm the director of the Washington Women's Business Center, I have learned a lot about the barriers that were in my way when I was starting out in business in the early 90s. That I just, you know, I didn't know they existed. And I scratched my head. Well, how can this be? And now I'm like, oh, it was set up that way. It was not set up for me. And so I'm really happy that I have the opportunity to continue to bring those barriers down for other women as well.
I love that. And I love that you're bringing to light those barriers. I love that you are taking time to pause on it. You know, that's one of the reasons why we are so committed to diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging, is because sometimes people, you know, I think you're speaking into, if I'm a small business owner and I'm a woman business owner and I don't know those barriers exist, and I blame myself and say, oh my goodness, if I only fought harder, worked harder, something would shift, then comes the imposter syndrome. So I love the fact that you're speaking into that. And then that tea can kind of bring some comfort. Now, you know, I love to bring it always back to a mind-body health perspective here on the show as a healthcare provider and a leadership development coach. Can you speak into, if you're aware of the ways, and tell me if I'm wrong, I just feel like there's a comfort that comes from drinking chai. There's a comfort that comes, that almost feels like it calms the nervous systems and eases the mind amidst the flurry of things, right? Even if it's for a moment. Can you speak into some of the benefits, in addition to the ways that you've made this impact with your chai, some of the physical benefits, or maybe even emotional benefits of chai tea?
Yeah. Well, you know, the reason why chai makes you feel so relaxed and comfortable is a lot of the spices in a lot of different kinds of chai, because everyone's got their own recipe. It helps with your circulation, like the ginger and the pepper. And so just having better circulation can kind of clear your mind. It's like it gets more oxygen to your brain and allows you to think more clearly. And then having that little bit of energy from the black tea is very useful. That little bit of caffeine really helps to invigorate your whole circulation system. And it really helps to kind of calm you and energize you at the same time. Now, the caffeine in tea is very different than the caffeine in coffee. It's more of a body kind of energize, whereas the caffeine in coffee is going to be more cerebral, more nervous system, which is why when you drink too much coffee, you get really jangly. But when you drink lots of chai, you're ready to go hiking or biking or do some really physical activity, just because of the way our bodies react to those two different plants. And so it's really nice to be able to provide that through a tea beverage to, you know, give people that gentle boost and that gentle support. And I think that's really important, especially as women, that we have those gentle supports that are there in our lives, because, you know, it's those simple pleasures. We need those simple pleasures, those, you know, high enjoyment, low energy activities that refresh and renew us. And then what's better than a cup of tea and taking a break, right? Or a cup of tea and getting busy with the work you got to do. So it can go both ways. And it's just nice to have something so simple and so accessible. And I think that accessibility is also really important. It's not a huge ask. You know, sometimes making 2 hours in your day to work out or 2 hours in your day for a massage is a big ask. But making yourself a cup of tea or a cup of chai, that's something people can do and they can feel successful. Like, I had a cup of tea and I enjoyed it.
Absolutely. And so if I would like to, you know, enjoy a cup of tea from you and your company, how can we learn more about being able to have our hands around this love medicine accessible cup?
Yeah, you can go to our website, www.morninggloryChai.com. And you can also find us on social media. We post lots of recipes and serving suggestions. And we talk about the different herbs that we use in our formula so that you can learn more there. And you're always welcome to write to us as well. There's a contact us on our website. And you can pop your questions in there. And either myself or my marketing maven will answer your emails. Usually it's me.
Beautiful. So reach out to Jessica, reach out to her marketing maven over at morninggloryChai.com. That's morninggloryChai.com. And not only will you be supporting an amazing small business owner who is committed to making sure that we overcome barriers in her day to day, but you'll also be able to love on you so that you can continue to make sure that as you level up your lifestyle, you improve your quality of well-being. Thank you so much for joining today's show. And thank you so much, Jessica, for sharing your tidbits and your overcome story and your amazing chai with the world. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Sacred, and thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. And for everyone tuning in, remember to comment below, like and subscribe the show, and do reshare it with others who are our fellow chai lovers who are committed to self-love, self-care, and success, because when she remembered who she was, the game changed. Peace and love, everyone. Talk with you soon.